The number of people in Wisconsin under the federal poverty line has not grown dramatically. The state's poverty rate has been steady at about 10%, according to 2010 census data from the current population survey. But household median income in Wisconsin has been declining, says Bob Jacobson. He's with Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
That's not just a sudden thing. That's kind of been going on for the past decade, and it's really decreased quite significantly since the turn of the millennium. The average household in Wisconsin has lost over $7,000 of income, and so families are really struggling.
The current population survey also shows that 162,000 people lost employer-sponsored health coverage during and immediately after the recession. However, Jacobson says most of those were able to get public insurance like Badger Care Plus.
A lot of the damage in the health insurance coverage area was mitigated because Wisconsin has done a really good job of bolstering that health care safety net.
More detailed Census Bureau data will be released next week. The American Community Survey provides poverty estimates at the local level. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.